Sundry number 35. Written by Hannies. Fandom, Stray Kids. Read by Pieces of Stars. His heart thumps. His blood races through his body. His breath coming out in sharp, wet gasps. All the words he wants to say lodged in his throat.
No. No, stop. No. Please.
But they won't come out. He kicks out his leg. But he can't get away. Can't do anything. Feeling more like prey than he ever has in his life. Minho says roughly. Minho, the panther hybrid who is so much broader than Jisung. So much stronger. He pins him down like it's the easiest thing in the world. He smiles at Jisung like his attempts at fighting back are endearing. Like he's cute.
Shh, come on, lie still.
The whimper trips out of him. His hole clenches instinctively. Some more slick leaks out of him. Why is he getting wet? Why is he getting this wet? Fear rushes through him, raw and acidic, and he wants to yell. He wants to, but he can't. His throat is closing up, and he gasps. Minho rips his thumb around Jisung's hole and coos at him. All his instincts. Scream. Escape. 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 Run. 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 Get away from here. But Minho's grip is so tight, and he manhandles him so easily, and he tugs on Jisung's ear. He digs his sharp nails into the soft inside, and Jisung's back arches. He feels like a harp string. He feels like he'll break.
No. No, no, no.
He gasps.
No, no, no.
But Minho keeps shushing him, keeps cooing at him and calling him a cute little thing as he presses his hard cock against Jisung's hole. He chokes on the next sob. He's so wet. He's so wet. And his whole body is trembling. And it's not supposed to. He's not supposed to get wet from this. He's supposed to run. His leg kicks out again when Minho starts coercing his cock inside him.
No,
Minho says. Voice so sweet, Jisung's heart stills for a second. He grabs his thigh and digs his fingertips in harshly.
Kicking your little leg. You think you might be able to escape?
He pants. It hurts. He's never been stretched this much. Never felt this full. Thinks he might split. Break. It burns inside him. The pain of it. The pleasure. The pleasure he doesn't want to get from it. Or does he? Does he want this? Is that why he's getting so desperately wet? Is that why he keeps clenching down on Minho's cock? Is that why he's making these pathetic, needy sounds? Is that why he's not fighting harder?
Fuck.
Minho groans, gripping Jisung's waist tightly. He pulls out and fucks back into him, rubbing his thumbs at the sides of Jisung's belly.
You're so tight around me, bunny. Good boys are always so tight like this.
Horrifyingly, his instinct is to babble, thank you. His brain is all fuzzy, broken. He just wants to be good and please. And Minho is calling him good. That's good.
It's so wet for me,
he continues.
So fucking wet. Are you going into heat, baby? Do you like it that much?
Oh, God, no. No, he's not. Nothing would be more embarrassing. Nothing could ever be so embarrassing. He whimpers quietly and pushes at Minho's shoulder, but he just laughs down at him.
You could stop pretending you don't like this,
he says, amusement dancing in his voice.
You wouldn't be this wet if you didn't like it.
He thrusts into him harder. So fucking deep, Jisung's eyes roll back, and he nearly chokes on his drool-slick squeal.
You'd like it,
he says.
You'd like it so much, baby. I can tell. You'd make such a perfect little sex pet for me. Want me to get you a nice collar and keep you leashed to my bed?
With his next thrust, Jisung's body goes rigid, and he comes all over himself. Minho says delightedly.
How cute.
He presses down on Jisung's stomach and groans.
Shit, you're so fucking small. Tiny little thing. You're bulging for me, sweetheart.
He cries. Tears spill down his cheeks, and he keeps sniffling because it's so embarrassing. He knows. He knows he's bulging. It's not supposed to work like this. Minho is a different kind of hybrid. He's bigger. And he's a predator. And his cock is too big for Jisung's body. He fills him up so completely. He's so stretched. He thinks he might black out. And it feels good. Red-hot flames of shame lick through him, overwhelm him. He knows he shouldn't like this. He knows it's wrong. But, sex has never felt this good with other rabbit hybrids. He's never felt this seized and claimed and owned. And maybe Minho is a little rougher than he should be. Maybe the things he says are mean, but his treatment singes Jisung's brain. It turns him pliant and docile. He likes being docile. Minho bites the side of his neck, and Jisung comes again, a sharp, desperate cry cascading from his throat.
I guess it's true what they say.
Minho muses. He gives another slow roll of his hip and rubs his thumb around Jisung's nipple.
About bunnies. How sensitive you are. How insatiable. How needy.
He gasps. How mortifying to make all these noises. How mortifying to become wordless like this.
Don't worry,
Minho says. He snaps his hips forward.
I'll tire you out, little bunny. I'll fuck you till it hurts to come.
Jisung's eyes roll back. It squelches every time Minho fucks into him. A loud, obscene testament to how much slick Jisung's body is producing. A testament to how much he likes this.
That's what you want, isn't it?
He gives his soft ear another harsh tug.
You want me to fuck little kittens into you, baby?
His back curls again and his mouth drops open and his hole spasms desperately as he comes again. He's so dizzy. He forgets that he's supposed to fight this. Why would he fight it? When it feels like his body was crafted for this. Like he was made for Minho to use. The end. Thank you for listening.